Right, so today we're going to dive into a case that's kind of like a homeowner's worst nightmare come true.
Yeah!
It's the David versus Thibault case, Hayes, from Louisiana back in 2005.
Ooh, Louisiana.
And it really gets into this this tricky area of, like, what a seller is responsible for when they sell a house.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, disclosures and...
Disclosures, yeah, exactly. Like, what do they have to tell the buyer? What are the buyer's obligations to kind of, like, look out for themselves?
Right.
And this one specifically involves termites.
Oh, so...
I mean, not fun for the homeowners involved.
Yeah, but, definitely not fun for the people involved, but... Yeah.
Interesting legal issues.
Legally, yeah, it's fascinating. So, basically what happened was we had a home sale in Louisiana, and the buyers found out after they bought the place that it was, like, riddled with termites.
Oh, no.
Like, way worse than they initially thought. And so the question became, like, should the sale be completely undone, or, you know, is there, like, a middle ground where maybe the price gets adjusted?
And it went to court. And the trial court initially said, yeah, you know, rescind the sale, give the buyers their money back.
Wow.
But then it went up to the appeals court. And they had a different take on it. So we're going to kind of break down, like, how that all unfolded.
Sounds good.
So
I'm ready.
To set the scene, we got to go back to April of 2000.
Okay.
The Davids, they bought this house in Lakeland, Louisiana.
Okay.
From Mrs. Thibodeau. And the price tag was $175,000.
Not bad.
And so, feeling pretty good about that, they went ahead and bought the house.
Okay.
But then the nightmare began.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? Shortly after they moved in, they discovered that it wasn't just like a few old spots of damage. It was like a full-blown active infestation.
Oh, my God.
Like major termite activity. Mm-hmm. And there was some pretty significant structural damage, too.
Like they just hadn't been there in a while kind of situation.
Yeah, it was way more extensive than they had been led to believe.
Right. Yeah.
So you can imagine they were pretty upset.
I would be, too.
Yeah. I mean, you just bought this house thinking it's, you know, in good shape, and then, boom, you've got this, like, huge problem.
Yeah. And termites are not a joke.
They're not a joke.
Like, they can cause so much damage.
It's not just like a cosmetic thing. It's like a safety issue, potentially.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. So feeling like they had been, you know, misled, they decided to sue.
Right.
And this brings us to this interesting concept in Louisiana law called redhibition.
Okay, so redhibition, so that's a big word.
It is a big word.
But basically...
What does it mean?
Yeah, so in Louisiana, it basically refers to, like, hidden defects in a property.
Right.
Things that either make it, like, unfit to live in.
Right. Like, you can't really use it for its intended purpose.
Exactly. Or they, like, diminish the value so much that the buyer wouldn't have bought it if they knew.
Right. So it's not just, like, a little scratch on the floor.
Yeah, no.
It's something substantial.
It's a major issue that, like, you wouldn't have wanted to deal with.
Right.
Yeah. And the important thing here is that in Louisiana, the seller is, like, automatically assumed to guarantee that there aren't these kinds of hidden defects.
So it's like an implied warranty.
Yeah, an implied warranty.
But the house is fundamentally sound.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's redhibition. Now, what about things that are, like, obvious?
Right.
Like, you walk through the house, you see a crack in the wall.
Right. So that's, like, what we call apparent defects.
Okay.
And those aren't covered by this warranty.
Makes sense.
It's like the buyer is responsible for noticing things that are out in the open.
Yeah, you got to do your due diligence.
Exactly. You got to, like, actually look around.
So in this case, the Davids were arguing that this crazy termite infestation that was, like, active.
Right.
Was a hidden defect.
Right.
They were like, okay, the WDIR mentioned some old damage.
Right.
But we couldn't have known it was this bad. And especially because Mrs. Thibodeau told us it was taken care of.
Right. She said it was resolved.
So they sued her.
Okay.
And what they were asking for was rescission of the sale.
So rescission.
Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So basically rescission is like hitting the undo button on the whole deal.
Okay.
So the sale gets canceled. The buyer gets their money back.
Right.
The seller gets the house back. It's like it never even happened.
Okay. So that's what they wanted. They wanted out of the deal completely.
Exactly.
And the trial court actually agreed with them.
Wow. So they were going to get their money back.
Yeah. They initially won.
Interesting.
But then Mrs. Thibodeau, she appealed. And this is where things get really interesting because there's this kind of procedural quirk in Louisiana law.
Okay.
That has to do with notice.
Notice.
Yeah. So basically in Louisiana, if you buy a house and you find a hidden defect, you can't just immediately sue.
Mm-hmm.
There's a step you have to take first.
Interesting.
Usually you have to give the seller notice of the defect.
Yeah, like a heads up.
Yeah, basically you have to tell them, hey, there's this problem.
Okay.
And give them a chance to fix it.
So it's like an opportunity to resolve it without going to court.
Exactly. It's like a chance for them to make things right.
Right.
And this is actually spelled out in the law. It's in Louisiana Civil Code Article 2531.
Okay, so it's like a formal requirement.
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah, so in the David versus Thibodeau case, the Davids, they didn't do that.
They didn't give her notice.
No, they went straight to court.
Huh, okay.
So why did the trial court let them do that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, there's an exception to this notice rule.
Okay.
And it kicks in if the seller is acting in bad faith.
Bad faith. So, like, they knew about the problem and they hid it on purpose.
Exactly. So if they were being sneaky and deceptive.
Gotcha.
Then the buyer doesn't have to give them that notice.
They can just go straight to court.
Yeah, because the thinking is like you were trying to pull a fast one.
Right. You don't deserve a second chance.
Exactly. So the fact that the trial court sided with the Davids initially suggests that they must have thought Mrs. Thibodeau was acting in bad faith.
Right. They must have believed that she knew about these termites and she didn't say anything.
Yeah, that she was trying to hide it.
Okay.
But the appeals court, they saw it differently.
They did.
Yeah, they looked at all the evidence and they said, you know, we don't think she was acting in bad faith.
Okay.
They basically said she relied on those previous termite treatments.
Right, from Terminix.
From Terminix. And she genuinely thought that the problem was fixed.
Okay, so she was mistaken but not intentionally deceptive.
Right. And they said, you know, even though her belief turned out to be wrong, it was a reasonable belief under the circumstances.
Right. So it wasn't like she was deliberately trying to trick them.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
So this whole idea of bad faith,
yeah.
It's not just about whether there was a defect.
Right.
It's about the seller's knowledge and their intent.
Like, did they know and were they trying to hide it?
Did they actively try to conceal it?
Okay.
So in this case, the appeals court said, no, we don't see that.
Interesting.
So no bad faith, no notice.
Right.
And that really weakened the David's argument for rescission.
Yeah, because that's like a key requirement.
It is.
For that remedy.
But there's another twist.
Another one.
Yeah, it turns out that the Davids, after they bought the house, they started doing some renovations.
Okay.
And they removed some walls.
Oh.
And the appeals court said, hey, you know what? That might have actually made the termite damage worse.
Oh, by exposing more wood or something?
Yeah, potentially exposing more wood, disrupting whatever treatments had been done.
Right.
And this brings up this other legal idea called contributory negligence.
So contributory negligence.
Yeah, so even if there's a hidden defect, if the buyer does something after they buy the property that makes the problem worse.
Right.
That can affect what remedies they're entitled to.
So it's not just all on the seller. The buyer has some responsibility too.
Right. It's like shared responsibility.
Okay.
So the appeals court, they're looking at all this.
Yeah.
No bad faith, no notice.
Right.
And then the buyer's actions potentially contributing to the damage.
Okay.
And they're like, you know what? Rescission, undoing the wholesale, that's not the right answer here.
Interesting.
But they didn't leave the Davids high and dry.
No.
Louisiana law has this other option, a reduction in the purchase price.
Okay, so like a price adjustment.
Yeah, so if the defect is serious but not enough to completely unwind the deal.
Right.
The court can say, hey, seller, you got to knock some money off the price.
Right, because the house isn't worth as much as they paid for it?
Exactly.
Okay.
So the appeals court, they reversed the trial court's decision.
No rescission.
No rescission. And they said, okay, let's figure out a fair price reduction.
Right.
And to do that, they looked at the estimated cost of repairing the termite damage, which was about $25,622.
Okay.
But there's another little wrinkle.
Oh, there's always another wrinkle.
There is. Mrs. Thibodeau, she had gotten a $24,000 tari credit from Terminix.
Oh, wow.
Through an arbitration.
Okay.
Related to those earlier treatments.
So she had already gotten some money back.
Yeah. So the appeals court said we got to take that into account.
Makes sense.
So they took the $25,622, subtracted the $24,000.
Okay.
And they ended up awarding the Davids just $1,622.
Wow. So a much smaller amount than they initially thought they were going
to
get.
Yeah, night and day compared to getting the wholesale reversed.
Totally.
And it really shows how the appeals court was focused on those procedural missteps and the buyer's actions.
Right, it shifted the balance.
It did.
Okay.
Now, there was one judge on the appeals court, Judge McClendon, who had a slightly different take on things.
Oh.
He agreed with the final decision, but he pointed out that Mrs. Thibodeau might have had some clue about the ongoing termite activity.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there were some reports from after 1990 that she might have known about.
So it wasn't like a complete surprise.
Right, but he still emphasized that the buyers had also played a role in the damage.
Right.
So he supported the price reduction.
Okay, so even though the seller maybe had some knowledge, they still felt that the price reduction was the most appropriate remedy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what are the big takeaways from all of this?
Yeah. So what can we learn from this case?
I think for law students especially, it really highlights some key principles.
Yeah.
First of all, procedure matters.
It does.
Like in Louisiana, that pre-litigation notice, these red admission graces, it's crucial.
You got to follow the steps.
Unless you can prove the seller was being intentionally deceptive, you got to give them that notice.
Right.
Or you might limit your options.
It's a hurdle you got to jump over.
It is. And then the second thing is that sellers aren't automatically liable for every little thing that goes wrong.
Right.
Especially if they reasonably believe that a problem was fixed.
Yeah, like in this case with the Terminix treatments.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
So their good faith or lack of good faith is really important.
Yeah, that plays a big role.
And then finally, the buyer's own actions after the sale matter too.
Yeah, you can't just ignore your own contribution to the problem.
You can't make the problem worse and then expect to be totally compensated.
Right.
So this whole case, it's like a tangled web of responsibilities and action.
The legal principles.
And legal principles, and it shows how the courts try to sort through all of that.
Yeah, it's a balancing act.
It is.
Okay.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into David versus Thibodeau, it really makes you think about how complex these real estate transactions can be.
Definitely.
We often talk about buyer due diligence.
Right. Doing your inspections, checking things out.
But this case also shows how important it is for buyers to understand the legal procedures.
Yeah. You got to know the rules.
Especially in a state like Louisiana with its own unique laws.
Right.
And it also highlights the seller's duty to be upfront and honest.
Yeah. Good faith is key.
Good faith. Yeah. So it leaves us with this question.
Okay.
Knowing all this, how do you think this kind of legal framework in Louisiana shapes the way buyers and sellers interact? Like, how does it affect our negotiations and their decisions?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And what about the ethical considerations?
Right. Like, what's the right thing to do, even if it's not legally required?
Yeah. What are the responsibilities that go beyond just the letter of the law?
That's something to ponder.
It is. And what other questions does this case raise for you about property law and consumer protection in general?
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that.
Lots to chew on.
Definitely.
All right, well, that's our deep dive into David versus Thibodeau.
Thanks for taking us there.
Thanks for joining us.
It was a wild ride.
It was. We'll see you next time.
See you.
On The Deep Dive.
Bye.